The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
And on that point, it's time for our Redskin report. It's time to check in with elite long snapper, WMA's Redskin analyst and Comcast Sportsnet's co-host, Trevor Maddich, about the Redskins versus the Eagles this Sunday at FedEx Field. Good morning to you, Trevor.
Good morning. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing pretty well. Well, we got this baseball thing out of the way. We can now, you know, get down to watch the important stuff, back to football.
Oh, ouch.
And so, look, I mean, I'm very happy about what we've seen, the improvement we've seen in this Redskins team over the course of the last three games. It's not, I guess, where a lot of people want it to be, but certainly there's been an improvement. How do we match up against the Eagles?
Well, it's good and bad. The problem with matching up against the Eagles is the defense of the Eagles. Last year, the Eagles had one of the worst defenses in the league. This year, they're one of the best defenses in the league with largely the same cast of characters. And I think one of the reasons is Chip Kelly isn't there anymore, the head coach. Last year, he tried to run that super-fast college offense, and the defense was on the field a lot because the Eagles' offense last year was either three and out and gone, or they'd score really fast and on the bench again, and the defense ran a ton of plays and they wore down. This year, the Eagles are one of the slowest operating offenses in the NFL. They take their time in the huddle, take their time up at the line, and so the defense has more time to rest, and they get back on the field more fresh later in the game. So this is going to be as close to a brick wall defense as the Redskins have faced all season.
Trevor, the Lions beat the Eagles last week, even though the Eagles made it close and it was a last-minute field goal, but it was pretty high scoring. What could the Redskins learn from watching that tape?
The Redskins can learn that they've got to force turnovers somehow. That's what happened in that game. In the second half, the Lions only had 45 yards total offense. The Eagles' defense shut them down cold. But a turnover late in the game led to the game-winning field goal for the Lions, and then an interception by Carson Wentz, his first of the season, on his last drive pretty much iced it.
Yeah.
So they've got to figure out a way to pressure Carson Wentz into mistakes that he has not made so far this year.
I'm looking at some of the injuries, and Jordan Reed is dealing with a concussion. And what's the status of Josh Norman?
Well, Josh Norman will probably play. He's got a wrist injury that's very painful, and that's the kind of thing that will affect him as he tries to jam receivers at the line of scrimmage because he's only got one healthy hand to be able to do that. Even so, the Eagles are overbalanced in throwing the ball mostly to Jordan Matthews. He's far and away Carson Wentz's favorite receiver. And I think if you see Jordan or Josh Norman match up with him, then as long as that wrist doesn't limit him too much on the jams, I think you'll see Wentz have to go to his second and third check down a lot faster and a lot more in this game than he normally has, because last year when Norman was at Carolina, he really shut down Jordan Reed.
On the quarterbacks, it looks like they're fairly evenly matched in all categories except one. I mean, each completes 67% of their passes. Each is thrown for seven touchdowns. Cousins has 280 passing yards on average, Wentz 245. There is the one difference, and that is the number of interceptions, where Cousins has five and Wentz has one. But otherwise, pretty close matchup.
Pretty close. And the reason that the interception differential is there is that Wentz just has a knack for avoiding the mistake, whereas Cousins, when he tries to press, has a knack for throwing it to the other team. So, you know, Cousins needs to just don't press. Just throw it away if you feel like you're starting to press. But one thing about Wentz, though, in this game that gives the Redskins hope is that his starting right tackle has now been suspended by the NFL for 10 games for a violation of the performance enhancer or the drug policy. So the right tackle position will be manned by a rookie. And the Redskins, It's kind of weird, but Ryan Kerrigan and Preston Smith have not been the sack machines. It's been linebacker Trent Murphy from Stanford. He has more sacks than the other two guys combined.
Hmm.
And you know that just like last week, when the left tackle for the Ravens was out, the Redskins exploited that and got pressure on Joe Flacco. In this game, with the right tackle now being a rookie making his first start, you can expect the Redskins to rotate those guys in on that side and do everything they can to collapse the right side of that Eagles line and put pressure on Carson Wentz that he's not had to deal with this year so far.
All right, we're talking a lot of X's and O's here, but let's face it, this is an NFC East grudge match.
Oh, yeah.
Could very possibly be for first place, depending on what the Cowboys do. And we're going to have a lot. It's the Eagles, for God's sake. I mean, we're going to have a lot of Eagles fans over there at FedEx Field. You know how they can be. There's going to be some, you know, some variables, some wild cards. Do you think it's going to be special teams like it was last week? What's going to be that X factor?
The X factor will be Jamison Crowder, the special teams guy that had the punt return for a touchdown last week, but not on special teams. I think it'll be on offense.
All right.
The Eagles still are afraid, basically, of wide receiver DeSean Jackson beating him deep. He's been quiet the last couple of weeks.
But he loves to play against his former team.
He loves it. But the last couple of weeks they haven't really hit him,
uh-huh.
But the Eagles are worried about him. He will force them to keep the safeties deep. That'll open up space for Crowder underneath. And so I expect Crowder to be the X factor as a wide receiver, not a punt returner.
All right, we got to leave it right there. Trevor Maddich, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you Monday.
All right, thanks, guys.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.